Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Discovery here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Mr. McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Mr. Kessler is guarding things on the West Coast all by himself because Jen Jen is drinking another bottle of wine someplace. And then there's Molly, who's covering Rich, or Rich is covering her. I'm glad Molly's in the same studio with Rich because it kind of gives us a balance, an equilibrium, if you know what I mean.
We're in the same building, but yes. Not in the same studio.
Right.
No, you're sort of a kind of kitty corner.
Yeah. 15 feet away, but around the corner.
Around the corner. All right, let's talk about a couple of things.
Actually.
Did she see want to look at you? I understand, because when I'm there, I have to look at you.
That was in the contract.
Right. Minimum wage discussions in Los Angeles today. Protests, I don't know if that's what they are. There are people who are petitioning to get Los Angeles to decide. City Council is looking at a bill that will mandate $15 an hour for anybody in Los Angeles. So get ready for a lot of mass firings. A lot of people get out of work. A lot of people will be going home. They'll move. Whatever happens, the illegals will get the jobs, and they'll not. See, you don't have to pay the illegals whatever the standard wage is required by the law, because they're by definition exempt from the law. Okay,
so if they're
let's bring in some more illegals.
Then isn't it illegal for employers to hire them?
Yes, it is.
So then how
they'll
is that?
Figure out a way.
Where's that loophole?
They'll make it legal.
Yeah.
See, here's the whole funny part of this.
That's the funny part.
Yeah, the people that are legal say we want more money.
Right.
And the people that think that they should get more money and that we should raise the minimum wage to $15 are the same people who think that we should let people who are here illegally work. Mm. So they'll work for them to be able to get the jobs at a reduced rate and take the people's jobs who were
waiting. Well, the folks are coming over the border. Illegally. Isn't it better to have them working if they're going to be here anyway and they're coming here?
Exactly my point.
I'm not going to get into a throwdown with you, Rich. I'm just expressing
either.
A point of view.
You might get into one with me.
If they're coming over the border anyway and they're not allowed. But they are.
They are.
So this is, thank you, Kenny. It is the reality that they are. So let's go with what is. And they are. So if they're not allowed to work, then theft is going to rise.
Yeah, they are, and nothing is being done
theft
about it.
Theft will rise anyway if you have to pay $15 an hour.
That's the real problem, Kenny.
You'll fire a whole bunch of people.
Yeah,
is that once they're here, nothing is being done about it.
Mm-mm.
Nothing is being done to even stop them from coming here.
Right.
No.
Or to put them back once we catch them.
Right.
So local municipalities are arresting illegals for whatever, speeding or whatever it is, and they're like, oh, look, this person's here illegally. Then they go to the feds and they say, well, what do you want us to do with them? And the feds go, we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, see you later.
And then they're stuck with them, and they have to release them because they don't have the resources to deport them. They don't have the authority to deport them.
Hmm.
Anyway, so lawmakers voted on Wednesday, yesterday, to approve an ordinance hiking the citywide minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. So it's not going to happen right away.
All right. Next thing, and this is more important, Molly has discovered this is a mess. The canned foods that you buy at the grocery store. Remember a couple, three, maybe 4 years ago, there was this big hoopla about what was in plastic containers, and that if it wasn't changed, the plastic additive, whatever it was.
BPA.
That's BPA.
All right. Okay. So that, if you can pronounce it, BPA is in the plastic. Bad. So they take it out. What nobody seems to pay any attention to is that far more stuff is sold in cans. And guess what's in the cans, Molly?
BPA, oddly.
Tell us what's in your can.
It's amazing how this works. So the problem is that this additive mimics the hormone estrogen in many people.
Right.
And so, like you said, it's been taken out of plastics, but it lines about 75% of canned foods in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And it does some good in that it protects the metal from corroding and it prevents bacteria from getting in. However, it also can leach into the food.
Right. Lovely.
And,
so,
yeah.
And by the way, most of these foods, let's take the beans, for example. They are cooked in the can.
Most everything is cooked in the can.
In the can.
They put it in the can.
So it
and
activates
it, and
the
cook it.
Things that Molly's talking about. The BPA is activated in the cooking process, much the same as what happens to your food if you put it in a microwave oven. And not only is the molecular structure changed, but in this case, when they put that stuff to make the aluminum not rust, actually this isn't aluminum, this is just regular steel,
metal. Yeah.
And if they used aluminum, this wouldn't happen, but it's more expensive, so they put this stuff on. And almost any brand you can think of, Progresso soups, Campbell's soups, anything, chicken of the sea, Green Giant, Spam, you name it, anything that's in a can, all has this stuff in it. So the best way to fix the problem is not to buy anything in the can.
Well, not anything. And first of all, it's not just people's imagination. There's a 2011 Harvard study that found that those who ate canned soup every day for 5 days had levels of BPA in their urine that were 10 times those who ate fresh soup. So it is in a lot of these soups, but there is, this is from the Environmental Working Group. It's posted on DougStefan.com. So you can go to this story, go down to the end and click on, is it more information? Visit website. There's a list of soups and canned foods that have BPA, and there's also a list of ones that don't.
Look at the ones
so you have
don't.
A place to go for the answer.
Now, a lot of soups are available now in the cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
And I've been buying those whenever we don't. I mean, a lot of times we make the soup at home, but when we do buy the soup, I try to buy them in the cardboard boxes.
I'm looking at the brands that are BPA free. Few and far between, and not recognizable, most of them.
Amy's. They have delicious stuff.
Yeah, I buy a lot of Amy's stuff. You're right.
But you know what? You can't buy three cans for a buck like you can with the Campbell's.
No, so you go to the
Amy's is expensive.
The store.
Yeah.
All this stuff is probably expensive, and that's part of it. Although Tyson is using BPA free.
That's good.
I see that on this time. But we'll look at the list anyway. Check it out. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with an update on some important medical news from the week next here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy to install click strand bamboo for $2.49. It's two times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more for 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Spring has sprung, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint for your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their paint perks benefits to save every day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/6/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Time now for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here with an overview of the items of interest that are sort of consumer-oriented medical stories. People want to know what happened to John Kerry. He broke his leg, but hadn't he broken it in the same place or close to the same place once before, Ken?
Well, actually, he's had a little bit of a different history. He's had a couple of hip replacements. This Sunday, 71-year-old Secretary of State John F. Kerry got on his bike, and his front wheel hit a curb at the edge of a parking lot, Doug, causing his bike to abruptly stop. He fractured his right thigh bone, which is called a femur, and this past Tuesday, he underwent 4 hours of surgery to repair the fracture. The surgery was successful and performed by the same orthopedic surgeon who in 2009 replaced one of Kerry's hips and in 2010 the other hip. His surgeons anticipate a full and complete recovery and a return to normal function for the secretary.
That cannot be said for Bo Biden, however, who has left the planet because of having brain cancer. Taking Ted Cruz out of the picture for a moment, what is there about this factually that people need to know? What goes on when somebody gets brain cancer?
Joe Biden's recent death from brain cancer, Doug, at age 46, demonstrates the mysteries of this uncommon yet often lethal form of cancer. It's not clear what type of brain cancer he had, but in 2013, he had a small lesion removed from his brain. Brain cancer, it's a rare type of cancer. It accounts for only about 1.4% of all new cancer cases in America. There are more than 120 types of primary brain tumors. Some brain tumors are benign, but they can still be dangerous because they press on the brain tissue as they grow. You know, the brain is in a sealed container. This causes problems that can be disabling. Malignant brain tumors, in contrast, Doug, they grow more quickly. They're more likely to be life-threatening. In 2015, there were an estimated 22,850 new cases of malignant tumors, 15,320 deaths in America. What causes this? Boy, we could argue about this forever, but we really don't know in most cases. In rare cases, family, genetics are a factor. Ionizing radiation from nuclear explosions cause this. I doubt cell phones do, except in extreme excessive use. There are some symptoms, but they're nonspecific. The headaches, they get worse over time, blurred vision, problems with balance, seizures, and personality changes. But just because you have these symptoms doesn't mean you have a brain tumor.
All right. Okay, Dr. Ken, front and center when it comes to the story of the day or the week, maybe what's going on in your body, getting blood around to areas where there isn't as much as there needs to be. That whole treatment comes from taking Super Beats, right?
I really like this product, Doug. It's been shown with good evidence that it works, that it's safe. In 1988, we all need to know about this substance. It's called nitric oxide. It's so important in our body so that it functions properly and we're healthy. It was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, only 10 years later, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of the brain and digestive function. It can both affect athletic performance and, yes, your sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attacks, strokes, erectile dysfunction, even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally have a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in all of our bodies. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beats, it's a scientifically proven, it's safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy.
800-655-4183. Order Super Beats. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183 to feel terrific. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. We'll be right back.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Dr. Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
All right, let's get back to Redbone. This is the Redbone Radio Network. And they have a performance on Wolfman Jack's Midnight Special.
We've been playing the song all day because it was our one-hit wonder.
Yeah, earlier. We've had a lot of fun with Redbone.
And we're just stuck on the song. Yeah, yeah. And we found this performance from 1974 on Wolfman Jack's The Midnight Special. I mean, full Native American regalia.
Yeah, no, they used to dress when they were performing. They were dressed up.
All dressed up.
The headbands, yep. The whole headdress, and all that stuff.
Yep, the whole thing. Yeah. Dancing around on stage, and then they go right into the big hit.
Yeah. Here we go. Ready? Not too much because we've got to tell some other stories here. Play more of this, we can play less of Celine Dion.
Heck yeah.
Hey, alright, we've done that enough today. Next,
that is our,
Walmart.
That is the official Doug Steffen song.
Yeah, it is.
And
it
here's
is.
The official Walmart song. I say we win every time.
All right. Okay. Walmart's trying to find a way to motivate its 1.3 million U.S. workers, according to the story today at DougSteffen.com. They announced higher starting wages earlier this year.
That motivates people.
Yeah, that's very good. Yep. And they want to improve customer service as well. I mean, if you have good employees, customers are going to be happy.
And you know what?
Right.
They're doing it the right way because they decided themselves
that
they wanted to raise the wages. They weren't told by government to do it.
There were a lot of protests.
One strategy that elicited a particularly loud ovation from the crowd of workers, an end to the constant loop of Celine Dion and Justin Bieber songs that are blasted into the stores. They have the Walmart radio network that is run at headquarters. So a lot of stores have, a lot of chains have these things. And they decided they wanted, they thought Celine Dion was what their workers and their patrons wanted to hear.
I got news for you. I don't do Walmart much, but last time I was there, I didn't see a whole lot of Celine Dion fans.
Fans, no. Especially when it cost, well, how much does it cost to go to one of her concerts? Good Lord.
How can you tell a Celine Dion fan?
Yeah, trust me. I can tell you how much it costs.
Stars.
Yeah. Right. I can tell you how much it costs to go to a Celine Dion concert, because that's $1,000 of my inheritance I'll never get back when my mom and dad saw her in Vegas.
Yeah.
$1,000.
You don't need the money anyway. All right, let's see. Keeping the music moving, our video of the day today comes from YouTuber Grant Woodland. I'm sorry, Woodlard. Taking 25 of the most famous commercial jingles, woven them together in a very entertaining mashup. We got a little audio here, but you got to see this in the video of the day box at DougStephan.com. You recognize that, huh? I wish we had television going here for us. By this time next year, we'll have TV. We'll have a TV component to Good Day by this time next year. How's that?
Just what people want to see.
Right now. Come on, me in my bathroom? Show me that. You?
This is amazing.
It really is.
Good cat bar.
What can you tell us about this fellow, Kenny? Grant Woodland?
He does lots of these videos where... when you see it, it's just the keyboard.
Yeah.
And he uses different things to hit the keys.
Really?
And in this case, it's the products, each product from their jingle.
Yeah, that's
so he's got a little...
But listen, let me back it up here just a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
And hold on, just right here. He's doing the Coca-Cola and the Toys R Us jingle. You'll recognize them separately, but when he plays them together, and he's right, he's using a Toys R Us thing, but listen to it.
Very exciting.
Winston cigarettes. Amazing. Some people in this country, in this world, are just
so clever.
Incredibly clever.
Clever, 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 clever. Nothing wrong with that, Richie. We celebrate it. Dr. Joy Brown around with us in the next half hour to motivate you if you're interested in helping yourself, help yourself.
This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Can you eat fast food and lose weight? I can't tell you how often I've been asked that question, and it's always with absolute sincerity. Kind of like when a four-year-old asks, is there a Santa? I have no doubt that there are some out there who have lost weight eating fast food. But there's many, many more by a huge factor who haven't. Having said that, the best single way to lose weight using fast food restaurants is this. Get in your car, drive to the nearest Mickey D's, Taco Bell, KFC, or whatever, and park. Get out of your car. Run around the block to fast food outlets on three times as fast as you can. Get back in your car, drive to the next branch, which is not far, they're everywhere, and repeat. Do this three times a week and I guarantee you'll lose weight. Actually eating the fast food they serve to lose weight? No, I don't think so. This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy to install click strand bamboo for $2.49. It's two times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more for 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about Wall Street, but we're worriers. We're all worry. As my dear Meredith says, worrying is nothing but a prayer for what you don't want. So why would you be worrying? Because 95% of what you worry about doesn't come to pass anyway. So let's see if we can get Dr. Joy Brown to help us with worrying here on the Good Days. Make it better.
I'm a big fan of this philosophy.
A better worry. Which one?
Not worrying. My philosophy is don't worry until you have something to worry about.
Yeah, and what would you be worrying about?
Well, when I had cancer.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I took it easy when my dad was sick.
Right.
When my wife just went to the doctor for something where initially you're a little scared.
Yeah.
It can happen every day. It can happen to all of us every single day. Don't worry until you have something to worry about.
Don't worry. Be happy, please. Ken Kessler, the info wrestler. Molly Page, the news sage. Rich McFadden at the controls.
Doug, just that guy.
All right. So the anger that has been expressed over Caitlyn Jenner being chosen over Lauryn Hill for the ESPY Award, I think we saw earlier, Kenny, on the Twitter page, Jenner writing, "What the hell am I going to wear?" when it was announced that he was going to be honored at the ESPY Awards. He's getting the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage. We all know that Caitlyn is the new female identity for Bruce Jenner. Now some are crying foul over ESPN's decision to choose Jenner instead of the basketball player Lauryn Hill, who battled brain cancer while she stayed on the team. Remember that story? She was only 19. She died in April. She wasn't the only overlooked candidate, however. Noah Galloway, who is an Iraq veteran, lost most of an arm and a leg fighting, still competes in extreme sports. He was in Dancing with the Stars, I think, last season, was he not?
This past season, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what's the rub here? Kenny, you got any more comments at Facebook or Twitter on this? What do you say to this? Is this just something that ESPN or whoever makes this decision, okay, here's the flavor of the day. We get a lot of attention for this. Nobody's going to remember who this 19-year-old girl is, and nobody's going to remember who the soldier was, but Well, everybody knows who Caitlyn Jenner is.
Right. It's a big marketing ploy, right?
That's all. So do they get, do they deserve what they're getting here for criticism? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Doesn't make any difference to me one way or another. I don't care who gets the award. But for those who do think it's important, it's another thing to get up and, you know, to get riled up about. All right. So, Kenny, what do you have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Social media stuff going on today at Doug Steffen. The Doug Steffen world, if you will.
Tracy says, oh, good grief. There are many kinds of courage. I'm sure every year there are many good choices.
Okay. Yeah, that's about the ESPY Awards. All right, what else?
Scott says, I will never watch the ESPYs again.
Okay, Scott. Good for you. One less viewer.
Tom says, this is the most any of us have seen or talked about the ESPY Awards since we quit leaving the TV on ESPN when we were in college.
Or talked about Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner for a long time. Yeah, a little conversation here and there, but nothing like this. What else?
Tony says, if ESPN wants to honor Lauryn Hill, tell them to give the ESPY to Jenner and give $1 million to the cancer charity of their choice in Lauren's name.
There you go.
There you go.
What's wrong with that?
I'm down with that.
Yep. What else?
One more. John says, you guys are still talking about Jenner. That's unfortunate. You've never argued over an ESPY award in your lives.
Mm. Here's a comment from Barbara in Texas. We were talking about the BPH in cans. She says, as a Texan, I'm mostly concerned about eating enchiladas from a can for your own good. For your own good, make your own enchiladas. He walked through the grocery store. I was just thinking about this. And look at all of the... There's like a whole aisle now devoted to sort of Mexican food, right? The yellow cans and all the fixings that go with it.
Yeah, international foods. They have Asian and Latin and whatever else in there.
Yeah. Campbell's...
It's kosher goods.
Yeah. Let's see here. Apparently, Campbell's has stopped making or stopped using these kind of cans. Yeah, they are. They're using. I remember getting some Campbell's tomato soup earlier on this year, and it was in a plastic cup, not in the.
They have the styrofoam. Those are the microwavable cups.
Yeah,
they have.
They still have the cans too. Mm.
Yeah.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, paying tribute to donuts will be something tomorrow will, I think, shine in the memory. I don't remember there being a National Donut Day before. Has this gone on every year, Kenny, and I've just missed it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Every year.
Tomorrow.
Who claims it National Donut Day?
Who claims it?
Who proclaims it?
Like, forbidden donut.
Who's responsible for claiming anything?
Did Homer Simpson make it National Donut Day?
It's got to be Dunkin' Donuts type thing.
Tomorrow is National Donut Day. Will you celebrate it? Krispy Kreme. This is the poll today at DougSteffen.com. You can see we're in a stretch here. Dunkin' Donuts at home with Entenmann's. I love Entenmann's cookies. I can't eat cookies anymore, but man, they always hit the spot. Oof. And they have those pastries, Entenmann's pastries. Ah.
You're hungry, aren't you?
I am, as a matter of fact.
Is that philosopher Basho once wrote? A flute with no holes is not a flute. Mm-hmm. And a donut with no hole is Danish.
Thank you, Chad.
Wise words.
Yes, they are. Okay, you want true confessions?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. I had one apple pie left from the store in my freezer. If you were walking around my farmhouse this morning, you would smell the wafting of the pie cooking.
Oh, Meredith must not be there to stop you.
No, she's not. No, I'm having, the last two or three days I have been so hungry. Man, how did you know that, Molly? Could you hear it?
I could, yes.
Really? I have been so hungry. I haven't had ice cream, cookies, pies, cakes, nothing for almost 2 months.
Wow.
And I am just...
Come on in our studio here. Molly brought in chocolate almond horns. Soft almond cookies dipped in dark chocolate.
Lovely.
Yeah, they're Jennifer horns.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm thinking. Well, think me up a cup of coffee and a chocolate donut with some of those little sprinkles on top, will you?
All right. What movie is that? Should we save that for Chucker? That's one of the great...
Classic.
Oh, it's a great movie. Tommy Lee Jones. Yep. Let's see here. Do we need to spend a little bit more? I feel like Conan O'Brien, who does this, and it's sort of distracting and distressing. We've been on the FDA a couple of times today. The drug is called flibanserin, I believe. F-L-I-B-A-N-S-E-R-I-N. Viagra for women. They have been turned down by the FDA a couple of times because there's concern about it being a cancer causer. That was the same thing with Viagra when that was first. I got to test it. But how do you test something? Because you don't really know what the outcome is going to be for 20, 30 years. That was the thing with statins. Dr. Ken and I have talked about this any number of times on our weekend health program. Statin drugs, when they were first, I wouldn't have taken one of those things the first 10, 20 years. He thought he was going to have to give me one this year, but I don't have to have it. Because, in fact, my arteries are cleaner than they have been for quite a long time. One of the things, though, that happens when you look at how these things are derived, how they come up with these ideas, this was something else used for something else. And somehow or other, somebody either figured it out or tried it, and they found that it fixed whatever the... It was supposed to be for people who can't sleep, people who get dizzy, who are dizzy, right? Isn't that what it's for?
It was antidepressant.
Antidepressant. Okay.
And then they found the side effect.
Right.
And that's the way most of these drugs work.
Right. They found out, give it to people with antidepressant, and it really made them not only not depressed, but eager for sex.
The difference, one of the differences here that's interesting is that this pill you have to take every day for it to have an effect on you, as opposed to the little blue pill. You go, I need something, and let's go, upstairs.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on, it's safari with me.
I think there's a little more Barry White in there than that. Maybe more of a let's get it on.
All right, Doug Steffen's story today about a boy who, these are 8-year-old Christian McPhillamy, grew out his hair for more than 2 years so he could cut it off and donate it to children who have lost their hair, i.e. those children who have cancer, getting treatment. So he had his hair cut. Pictures of the hair at DougSteffen.com. He was called a girl. He was told he couldn't play sports. He got all kinds of disapproving looks from adults. And he never said a word. What he decided was he wanted to have his hair grow so he could help children. Then, in fact, he has never met. He doesn't know. What an inspiration.
How sweet.
Isn't it really? It's a sweet, sweet story.
Yeah.
About a good deed. So that story, maybe you'll be inspired by it. He started growing his hair in Christmas 2012. Saw a commercial for St. Jude's and thought, wow, those kids are all losing their hair. What are they? And a lot of kids do wear wigs and that sort of thing when they go through all of this. He got a lot of taunts, a lot of comments from people when it got below his chin. Some people are just stupid. That's all.
And sometimes when you're sick, you can't wear fake hair. Some of the wigs that are made out of fake hair, you can't use them.
You have
to use real hair.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's, I think, one of our good stories of the day. You can check it out at DougSteffen.com. Dr. Joy Brown here in a moment to help those of us, I say that in the sort of collective sense, because, there are people who have varying degrees of various problems, right? Is that a nice way of putting it? Problems?
Sure.
You got problems? We have solutions for those of you who worry too much. In just a moment here on Good Day.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy to install click strand bamboo for $2.49. It's two times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more for 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
We all love our barbecue, but if you want to learn how to grill with serious taste, you need to take some advice from the pros. Award-winning pitmasters Tuffy Stone and Mo Kaysan recently offered some tips from the 38th Annual Memphis in May World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest.
We're here to try and help you have a great barbecue season.
My top tip for backyard pitmasters is go ahead and get yourself some high-quality meat with a lot of marble, a great succulent, tasty piece of meat.
Once you have that delicious cut picked out, like one from Smithfield Fresh Pork St. Louis-style ribs, here's a pro tip on how to prepare it.
One of my favorite things to do is to go out and buy some Smithfield Fresh Pork St. Louis-style ribs, take them home, season them up with my homemade rub, put them on my cooker, cook them till they're tender. When they're done and they're nice and tender and juicy, I bring in a little sauce for a finish, put it back on the cooker for about 10 or 15 minutes, then serve them up to my family and my friends.
Great advice from the pros. And now you can grab Smithfield ribs at your local Walmart. Find more tasty tips for the barbecue season at smithfield.com.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, June 5th through the 8th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Well, it seems that we can't make a connection to joy. I was hoping.
I was worried about that.
What? Making are you worried?
Yes.
There is this whole thing, and think about it: how you spend your time. How many of you? I'm off and on of this. It depends on what's going on. There are some things in my life that I have worried about, mostly relationship stuff. I don't worry much about my children because I think they're in a good place. I don't much worry about my business or the people that I'm associated with. Once in a while there are things that come into play that I need to fix and deal with or advance and how to do it. Sometimes you wonder what the right way is to do it. And I don't know if worry fits into be concerned or just aware as much as anything else. So the word can be applied any number of ways. But for the nominal use of the word worry, we understand that most of the things we worry about never happen. But we continue to pay the toll for worry, which brings about fear. How many decisions in your life do you make because you're afraid of this? How many times a day do you hear yourself saying, I'm afraid of, or I'm scared to death about it? Those are horrible words.
But isn't it usually the people who can sit and worry and be consumed by worry, it's because of trauma. It's because of bad things that have happened before, things that have snuck up on you that you didn't expect.
Not to everybody. Some people worry because they're scared of life. Yeah. They expose themselves too much to the news media. Nah, there's much more good going on in life than not. It's just that we are confounded and confronted every day with this the terrorism that comes out of speakers when the news is on, or visuals that you see in the newspapers, the print, the television stories.
I know people who worry constantly, incessantly, who don't watch the news, yeah, who don't read
but
the paper.
But you know what? How about turning it around? Instead of fear, how about practicing faith? One of my great new things in life is to practice faith and trust in people, in institutions. I always trust everybody anyway until they give me a reason not to. But there's something about it that is endemic in successful people. They don't make fear-based decisions and don't worry a lot. So think about that. 51 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi. This comes out of the same league as Redbone, maybe. Maybe not. This is Jack Black from Kung Fu Panda, the old Kung Fu fighting that came around the same time as the Kung Fu TV show, but was never actually played in the TV show. Have I got my mind in the right place, Trucker?
They're very different.
Oh, boy, are they ever. This is the song from the number one movie this week in 2008. As we get started with movie movements. That'll happen if you go. You see a good, you see a bad movie, and there are lots of movie movements. The idea here is to have a little music that we can reference as we have fun with the movie memories. Me and movie moments. Chucky's got movie news in a moment. First, though, our contest today, which is a movie that we are happy to focus on, and so we go back to 1983 for this one. If you can figure out what the game. Nice, Doug. If you can figure out what...
I got it already.
It is kind of a game.
I know it already.
Oh, good for you, Richie. You're such a smart fellow.
1983 in game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Name of the movie gets you a place in our line for the drawing for the spa package to Sundara in Madison, Wisconsin. A wonderful treatment that you'll enjoy for days. Qualify for it by identifying this movie.
Here is the first clip of our movie. Am I right?
No.
Oh, I'm wrong.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your new defense system sucks.
Yeah. Great movie.
Bruce,
I did a revival of that last week.
Corbett, what's his first name? The actor's name, Barry. Barry. Yeah, okay. How good am I that I can pick his voice? All right, keep going. Next clue.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Mm-hmm.
Married to Sarah Jessica, right?
Yes.
Eight, he wasn't at that time, though. He was still in puberty, I think, wasn't he, when this was done?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, this is just post-Ferris Bueller.
888-302-3684. Name of the movie for the qualifying position. Last clue.
Yeah, all together now. Would you like to play a game?
Shall we play a game?
There it is.
Nice, Rich. 888-302-3684. All right, Chucker.
Yes, Doug.
I've been looking over all of the lines that have come from San Andreas. The people who have taken it so seriously, they try to debunk all of the things that went on in the movie. The tsunami, earthquake faults creating a canyon. Can the East Coast feel a quake from California? Can an earthquake in Nevada trigger a quake in L.A.? Actually, yes, that was one of the things that could happen that was profiled in here. Can big earthquakes hit Nevada? Yes. Can you rescue a girl off a crumbling Hoover Dam moments before it collapses?
I say yes.
Yeah, that's maybe. And so, you know, there's all of this stuff.
I think one of the best special effect shots in that film, I thought, was when they showed the rip, the tear in the sand, in the fault itself.
Yeah.
When I thought that looked actually really good.
Yeah, it was great.
It looked really good.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest difference in the reason they do big effects movies now is because the screens are so big. Back in 84, I mean, in 74 when they did Earthquake with Charlton Heston and George Kennedy, the believability was more grounded.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what they were going for, more realistic Earthquake. In San Andreas, they're just going for huge effects that are going to look really good on the biggest screen possible.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
And I like both of them.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
James Wan, the guy responsible for the horror franchise Saw and also Insidious and the director of the last Fast and Furious movie, signed by Warner Brothers to helm its big screen version of Aquaman. No,
I thought there was Vinny. What's the name of that?
Vincent Chase will not star.
No. Oh.
It's a relatively unknown actor named Jason Momoa, who's going to make the first appearance as Aquaman in Batman vs. Superman. The question I always had about Aquaman, how much underwater crime is there? Well, I mean, when Gotham City goes bad, does he just swim out of the water?
Yeah.
Chucker.
And one other bit of news, Disney announced they're going to remake the 1992 Whoopi Goldberg comedy Sister Act.
Of course they are.
Which Whoopi Goldberg most likely will not be involved with, although she's involved with the musical version on Broadway and I believe in London.
I think she's producing those, isn't she?
I don't, not the movie. I think
the
musical, the Broadway show, yes.
Yeah.
But when they're remaking 1992 Whoopi Goldberg movies, holy cow, they've run out of ideas.
Holy cow. All right, so that's it. Let's get our... Hey, we've been... Before I forget about this, Arlene is in... where are you in Virginia? Green... Where is that? Greenbacksville?
Greenbacksville, Eastern Shore.
All right, so what's the name of the movie?
War Games.
War Games is correct. So you qualify for our drawing July 3rd for the trip.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.